I'm required to read this from our legal department when we do Doctor, Doctor. Mm. Please remember, we are not doctors in real life. We only play them on the radio. However, we are board certified in malpractice.
Doctor, Doctor, give me the news. Fireworks aren't something you should chew.
Yeah, we get these right out of the medical journals that come in here every morning. Brad and I will fight over them. There's, I don't know, there's a good seven or eight of these things that come in each morning with graphic pictures.
Oh, yes, and we do have graphic pictures of the woman from England. The headline, woman left with harrowing burns after eating fireworks she mistook for a popping candy. This mom, Lisa Boothyard, said the mini fireworks, she thought they were candy. There's these little popping candies, you know, those little white little sacks of, like, gunpowder or
that
whatever it is.
You throw on the ground and they
bang, ba-bang.
So she ate those?
Yes.
She thought those were candies?
She said the little popping candies were, sit there, she thought they were called Fun Snaps, and they were right there among the lollipops and other candies there. So the 48-year-old mom thought, "Oh, I'll grab a little box of candy, a little, you know."
This is at the store.
A little treat for myself, yeah, at the Cost Cutter store. And so she bought the Fun Snaps, and right next to all the other stuff, she said she felt ended up with chemical burns in her mouth and a cracked tooth. She said the explosive devices burst in her mouth, leaving her in agony. Cracked a tooth, burns to her lips and mouth. She says I remember the moment I crunched down on a handful of these, and then in quotations, sweets, and instantly felt the explosions in my mouth. And
fire in the mouth.
Fire in the mouth.
So from what I remember of those things, and we had those when I was a kid, you could smell the gunpowder on there.
Yes.
I don't, whatever's in there.
Yes.
Is it gunpowder? You could smell that. How does she not smell that when it gets up to her mouth?
Oh, I don't know. She didn't mention that, but she said she was in agony the second she put it in her mouth and bit down on it. She said nearly lost a tooth, cracked from the explosion. She goes, I kept thinking, what could have happened to a child? It could have blown their mouth apart. The moment I crunched down was terrifying. I had no idea what was happening. I felt explosions in my mouth, followed by a burning pain. I was still in shock and shaking the next day. And still in a lot of pain.
So she's going to sue the grocery store because they put the little fireworks next to the candies, and she thought they were Pop Rocks or something, huh?
Yeah.
That's where this is going to go?
That's, I'm assuming, where this is going to go. She goes, you know, the cost cutter said the safety of our shoppers is our main priority and yada, 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 and we're concerned. We're looking into it. But those little Fun Snaps were sold right there in the candy aisle and like the, you know, the super check, I mean, the impulse buy. And as she's standing there, she's like, oh, I'll grab these little, I don't know if she thought they were mints or whatever, and threw a handful of them into her mouth and started to crunch down on them. Bah, 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 started popping off in her mouth.
You know, those things are like little twisties from what I remember, right?
Yeah, it's like a little bag with a twist top on it.
But still, okay, well, then you would untwist. If you thought that was a twisty candy, you're going to untwist the paper wrapping and then put it in your mouth, right?
I think she probably thought you just ate the whole thing, you know, just like it was just a handful of, like, M&Ms.
She isn't smart enough to be walking down the candy aisle is what it comes to.
Doctor, give me the news. Fireworks aren't something you should chew.
That chick, she's up for knucklehead of the day.
Well, I'm saying,
I'm not going to put the cost cutter. I'm putting her in there.
Well, I'm saying I can understand how maybe a kid would do it because, you know,
the
box
kid
looks like candy and everything.
Little kid.
But a 48-year-old
woman.
I don't know. I think she may end up getting burned on this in another way.
All right, fire in the mouth. You got a fire in the mouth, Brad and John at KISM.com. But what did she end up blowing her teeth out or chipped her tooth?
Cracked tooth.
360.
Burnt lips and tongue.
733-5476. Who will join her as a knucklehead candidate for the day?